Almighty God, we want to thank you for a glorious day in your presence. We want to magnify you because we know that you are with us today. And because your presence is here, great and mighty things will happen in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Lord, you are going to touch us where it hurts the most. Lord, you are going to succor your people. Lord, you are going to give your people a new lease of life, O Lord. Let there be a divine encounter with you today. A life-transforming and a life-changing encounter in Jesus' name. Lord, as we go into your word in the Sunday school, our Lord and our God, we pray that you are going to anoint your word afresh in our hearts this morning. And Lord, after we have heard these words, O Lord, they will do us good, and we will profit by them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning we are going to continue on our Sunday school topic, fear. We are continuing on fear, and I want to believe that the reason God wants to share this word with us is because he wants to bless us and he wants to touch our lives. And from today, every area of fear in your life will disappear in Jesus' name. You know, the Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. That is why from today, as children of the living God, you are going to go boldly to do what God has called you to do. Because he says that the righteous is as bold as a lion. What we are going to do after reading the text is to take a look at some of the kind of fears that we may encounter. And my prayer for us is that as many people as we hear the word today, that God will deliver you from these fears in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 12. We are going to read from verse 4 to 12. Luke 12, verse 4 to 12. So can we get two people to read? Somebody to read from verse 4 to 8, and somebody to read 9 to 12. The Lord. So Jesus spoke to the disciples, and the same word is going out to us this morning to say that we need not fear because God has you in his thoughts. God has you in his plans. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35. Can we just go over it? It's in our bulletin. Can we say it together? Go. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Can we say it again? Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Praise the Lord. So, God expects that as we have absolute trust in Him, we will go through life in total confidence, knowing that we serve a God that can do all things. Let me tell you something. I've seen people live in fear. Different kind of fears. As we are going to see this morning, some people live in the fear of the past. Some people live in the fear of the future. But God is saying to us, as children of the living God, when we trust in Him, we know that our past is healed and our future is assured. Let's quickly look at some of the types of fears that people may have. Because last week we looked at what fear means. Today we look at some of the type of fears that we may encounter. The Bible gives us about 14 different kinds of fears. That is why, you see, when God sends His angel to people, He will tell them to fear not. And when He says fear not, He's referring to this kind of fears. He will tell them, say, fear not. And this fear include the fear of man. The fear of man. Let's look at the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. Genesis 15 verse 1. The fear of man. What does it say? You see, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So God spoke to Abraham and said, fear not. When he asked him to move out from where he was, move to another place. God may be asking you to do something new in your life, and you are afraid what the next step may bring. God says, fear not. That project you want to do, have you committed to the Lord? As long as you have sought His face, God is saying, fear not. That journey you want to take, God is saying, fear not. I used to see a lady who was so terrified, so much so, that she's never flown out of Western Australia. Anytime she was about to, you know, she was invited to go interstate or even go outside Australia to travel in a plane, she would become totally paralyzed with fear. She saw me over a period of time until one day we talked about some of the experiences she's had in the past. And it came out that some of those things were linked, and that she has always harbored the fear that she might not live long. One day I said, look, you need God in your life. And we prayed. And after some time, she started traveling. She started going to places she'd never been able to go. Fear is that thing that can restrict people's lives, can actually stop people from being who God wants them to be. And if there's anyone in the house this morning that experienced such fear, the power of God will break it for you in Jesus' name. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 5. It says, "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he had killed had power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." That is God. God is the only one to be feared. Not any situations, not any encounter. That's why in Hebrews 10:35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward." So when you hold absolute trust in God, you can move forward. Some people also fear death. There's the fear of death. I've shared with us before, there was this man, a middle-aged man that I used to see in my practice. He wouldn't have anything to do with his grandchildren. Anything that would remind him he was getting older, he would not want to have anything to do with that. A kind of existential fear. He was just afraid that he was getting older. Anything that would make him, you know. And I had to go through it with him, and I told him that, look, the way God has created us is that we serve different functions at different stages in our lives. That fear of change is what has paralyzed a lot of people today, that they cannot be who God wants them to be. I've seen people got married. Before they were married, they had all their freedom. They could go wherever they wanted to go. They could do whatever they wanted to do. And suddenly, they got married. Instead of thinking for one, they have to think for two. And in no long time, they start to have kids. Instead of thinking for two, they start to think for three. And they are so afraid that they might lose their freedom. And every decision, every action stems from the point of view of fear. If God knows you cannot do it, God will not give it to you to do. If God makes you a mom, he will also give you the power. He will also give you the ability. He will also give you the wherewithal to do what he has called you to do. Fear has ruined many lives. Remember, we said last week that fear is the opposite of faith. As children of God, you cannot live in fear and live in faith at the same time. Every fear that is running your life shall be broken in Jesus' name. I say every fear that is running and ruining your life shall be broken in Jesus' name. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. He says, "And also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives." You know, it's part of what Jesus came to do. That is why God raised him up from the dead. So that you know that beyond this life, there is a life. There is the fear of the future. Open to Genesis chapter 46, verse 3. Genesis 46, verse 3. Many of us are afraid of our future. But let me tell you something. I have a word for you. The Bible says that I should say to you this morning, because it says, "Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him." So, and I say to you this morning that it's going to be well with you in Jesus' name. Your future will be all right in Jesus' name. You know, some parents live in fear of what their children will turn out to be. Some people are afraid that they might lose their jobs and therefore lose their means of livelihood. It's all about the future, 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 future. And it sort of paralyzes people that they cannot enjoy the moment. If you are in that situation, God will deliver you today in Jesus' name. Genesis 46 verse 3. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. God told him to step out and said, go, I will go with you. I will go with you. That was when Jacob was about to go. He said, I will go with you. I will make of you a great nation. Once you learn to seek the face of God, don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to do what you know that God is calling you to do. Don't be afraid of the future. Don't be afraid what will become of your children. Don't be afraid what will become of your finances. Some people are so afraid that, you know, they just say, oh, after I've retired, I'm just wondering what's going to happen to me. God says, even the hairs on your head, they are numbered. He knows every strand, how much more the whole of you and your future. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says that he has a thought towards you and he has a plan for your future, a plan of welfare to bring you to that good end. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Let's look at Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 to 21. Genesis 50, 19 to 21. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Praise the Lord. We all know the story of Joseph. We know the story of his brothers. We know how he dreamed. We know how the brothers decided that they were going to obtain the dream, that the dream might not be fulfilled. We know how he was sold into slavery. We also remember how there was a famine in the land and the brothers ended up in Egypt. And when they discovered that Joseph was the man that hold the key to their living or their dying, they were afraid. And Joseph said to them, fear not. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And I don't know what you are going through right now. The situation or the circumstance you are in may look insurmountable. In fact, it may look that things are going are so terrible that you cannot go through this unscathed. I've seen people get to a point of desperation that they even want to take their lives. But how wonderful it would have been if they could just delay it for a day or two and they would find out that things would change for them. Joseph went through all this, and at the end of it all, God showed his glory in his life. So if you are in the same situation today and things are looking terrible for you, take courage in the word of God. You may feel abandoned, you may feel isolated, you may feel misunderstood. In fact, you may think that every effort you make is not appreciated. But I want to let you know this morning that God has not forgotten you. And just like Joseph, it is meant for your good. Because the Bible says that we know that all things worketh together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. If you are the call of the Lord, you can be rest assured in the word of God this morning that situation you are going through will bring out the glory of God in your life in Jesus' name. fear of the future? What about the fear of danger? The fear of danger. Exodus 14:13. Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. That is the word of God to somebody this morning in Jesus' name. You can imagine the situation of the children of Israel with the Red Sea right in front of them, the mountains beside them, and Pharaoh with his host right behind them. There was nowhere to go. They had no option. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still and know that I'm God. There are times when we just need to be still. I've had to tell people before. I said, look, not all problems need to be solved right now. Not all problems have to be solved today. If you can just catch your breath and wait before you say that thing you wanted to say, before you do that thing you were going to do, if you just hold on for a while, thinking that something terrible is going to happen, that the end of life has come. No, it hasn't come. Remember how many serious situations you've gone through before, and you are still here. This is not going to be different. If you can just hold your peace for a while, fear will no longer rule your lives in Jesus' name. You know, some people are just so fearful of taking decisions because they think that something will just, you know, something will go wrong. There's a kind of fear referred to, is a kind of anxiety referred to as generalized anxiety disorder. What happens in that case is that, you know, people who have that kind of anxiety, even if everything is going well in their lives, they will invent something to worry about. Even if everything is okay, they will have to look for something to be worried and be anxious about. The mindset is to always look for something that is not right. If you are like that in the house this morning, you are going to have a divine encounter with the Lord in Jesus' name. That will change in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says be anxious for nothing. People become so paralyzed by their anxiety that they cannot enjoy the moment. Have you ever asked yourself, that thing you are worried about, how important is it? How important will it be in a month's time, in 3 months' time, in 6 months' time? That thing that you are really so hung up about, how important will it be in your life in 5 years' time? You will have forgotten. But we worry day to day, moment by moment, about these things as if it's the end of life. It's not. There's something greater about you than those things you worry about. God has a plan for you. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43 verse 1 to 3 says, when you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you. And when you pass through the fire, they will not be kindled against you. He is the Lord, and he promises that he is with you. Even as you have come under the power of his word this morning, your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. There are other fears. What about the fear of dreams? I've met somebody before. They are so afraid to go to bed because of the kind of dreams they have. Some of the dreams you can adduce or trace back to some of their childhood experiences. And so they cannot sleep. What about individuals with post-traumatic stress disorders? Because of the trauma they have experienced, some people are afraid to go to sleep because of the nightmares, the dreams that they will have at night. If you are in the house this morning and that has been your experience, the Lord will touch you and that will change for you from today in Jesus' name. I want to let you know that there is an opportunity for you to give a testimony. Because the terrible experience of the past can be wiped away. And the Lord will wipe it away for you today in Jesus' name. There's the imaginative fear. I want us to look at Psalm 53 verse 5. Psalm 53 verse 5. Remember the group of people I spoke to you about? People who must just create something to worry about. He said, there they are in terror and dread, where there was and had been no terror and dread, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has rejected them. What the Bible is saying here is this, in case you don't understand. The Bible is saying, look, God has already defeated your enemy. God has given you victory. That problem that you think is insurmountable, he said, look, God has already done it for you. He said, why then do you fear? Why then do you imagine it? Why then do you think it's insurmountable? Why then do you think you cannot make it? Why then do you think you cannot break through? Why then do you think your business is going to collapse? Why then do you think your children cannot make it? I tell my wife, I said, the DNA for success is in my children. The DNA for breakthrough is in my children. The ability to make it is in them. It doesn't matter whether they are struggling right now, but I know that the future will be all right. I know that they are going to break through. That is the power of God in my life, and that is something I hold on to. God wants you to hold on to the same word this morning. He said, why do you imagine dreadful things? Why do you think of terror? Why do you think of the worst? That's what the Bible is asking you this morning, when the Lord himself has done it for you. One of our prayer points this morning will be that, Father, open my eyes just to see how much you love me. You remember Prophet Elisha now, who was going with his servant. And suddenly they saw a troop encamped against them. And the young man was terrified. And the prophet said to him, pray to God and say, Father, just open his eyes. Let him see that those that are for us are more than those that are against us. You will see that the love of God can solve every of those problems in your life. And that is what you are going to experience today in Jesus' name. So as we close this morning, we are going to ask God to open our eyes just to see how much he loves us. And those things that we fear will pale into insignificance compared to the love of God for our lives. Compared to the power of God in our lives. Compared to what God can do in our lives. The moment we realize how much Jesus loves us, you will not be afraid what man can do to you. You will not be afraid of the future. You will not be afraid of the report that you got from the doctor. I told some people, not being afraid is not to deny. It's not the same thing as denier. You can go to the doctor and the doctor tells you that I've just found out that this is the condition you've got. You don't deny it, but because you serve a living God, you can call on the name of the Lord and God will change that situation for you in Jesus' name. Fear. Are you still fearful? I pray for a divine encounter this morning. Can we just rise on our feet? This is the appetizer for this morning. This is the appetizer to welcome you to church this morning. Just relax. Enjoy your presence. Enjoy being in the presence of God this morning. Let the worries that came with you from home depart from you right now. As you just think of the love of God, how much God cares for you. You have not protected yourself all these years. He has kept you for this moment that you will hear his word to learn to trust him. Can we just close our eyes as we pray to God and say, Father, just open my eyes so I can see and appreciate how much you love me. Lord, open my eyes so that I can appreciate you afresh. Open my eyes that I may see the extent, the greatness, the depth, the width, the height of your love for me. Open my eyes, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are in the house this morning. You have come with one fear or the other. Even as we close our eyes in prayer, why don't you just speak to the Lord and say, Father, I don't want this fear in my life anymore. I want to trust in you. I want to trust in your word. I don't want this fear to be part of my life anymore. From today, I reject and I renounce this fear in Jesus' name. I begin to move forward. I begin to see the future clear as daylight before me in Jesus' name. I begin to trust in your power and in your abilities, O Lord. In Jesus' name, every fear will no longer be part of my. I will no longer live in fear anymore in Jesus' name. Because he whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. And Jesus is declaring you free this morning. Jesus is setting you free this morning. And therefore you are free indeed in Jesus' name. Every power of fear over your life is broken today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for all those who have heard me this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you have said that you will hold them and that you will never forsake them. Lord, because I've spoken your word and in trust, they are going to hold on to your word, O Lord. Therefore, every fear in their lives, O Lord, I rebuke this morning in Jesus' name. Every threat, every anxiety for the future, every anxiety for their lives, every anxiety about their homes, their marriages, every anxiety about their children, Lord, they are broken today in Jesus' name. The power of the Almighty God is working in your life even as you have come today in Jesus' name. Your life will never be the same again. Your testimony will change because you have heard the word of God today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.